Were the, were the wagon trails pretty much the roads today?
Oh gosh, no, Jim.
No, they were terrible. No, I mean in comparison to their location.
Oh yeah, yes, they were. There were,
I'm referring to Mule Pass, you know, and going over the Fairbanks and down
the direction, of course, they've straightened them out and all that. They took a lot of curves around hills and mountains and all that. But as far as the road, say from Patagonia to Bisbee, it's practically in the same location that it was
during the wagon time.
During the wagon time, yeah. Mm-hmm. The road to Nogales, Patagonia to Nogales, that used to, they built a scenic road there just to go way up in the hills and all that, but still it's pretty much in the same locality. Then there were roads out to the mining camp, for instance, the road from Patagonia to this low field we're talking about. Those roads are still there, very much in the same place. The Bisbee Road, of course, you know that it's changed quite a bit.
The one over the pass?
Yes.
Yes, they used to go down to the bottom of the gulch.
This used to be, well, the bottom of the gulch and on this slope of the mountain, too.
Yes, on the western slope.
And that was pretty bad because when it snowed, that snow stayed there an awful long time.
Yes, because it's highly shaded and the sun
doesn't hit there. Yes, that's right.
Yes. And then, of course, the next highway was built by prison labor, and then, of course, the last one by the Highway Department.
Uh-huh.
So we've had
three roads. Mm-hmm. But you see, at that, they're very much in the same location.
Yes.
They follow the same.
Now, Fred, do you recall any wagon trains going over that with ore cars from the Bisbee area over to Fairbanks? Or they
travel? No.
That was earlier.
That was earlier. I wasn't here in those years.
Mm-hmm.
When I came here, of course, everything was veiled. I remember a lot of ore moving by wagon around Patagonia, those mining camps. But I don't know anything about Bisbee.
Now, let me ask you one more question, if I may. Do you recall anything of great excitement or what have you when you were between the ages of, let's say, 5 and 10?
5 and 10?
Mm-hmm. In the Patagonia area. That's taking you back a long time.
That's going back quite a way, yes.
Cattle rustling, Indian trouble.
Well, we didn't have any Indian trouble. We had, I think we had a little cattle rustling. I never remember.
Of course, that still goes on today.
It still goes on. I remember, but the only occasion I remember, the only thing I remember about it, you know, shooting and all that, there was a man down there in Patagonia. I think his name was Ortiz, and he was a sort of a neighbor of my father. My father had some farming land down there, and one day this man apparently got into a shooting scrape. I don't know what happened, but he killed somebody, and of course he ran off, and he was supposed to be laying around those hills. My father had a mail contract. He had a mail contract for many, many years from Patagonia to Low Hill, running the mail every day.
Did he run it on horseback?
Oh no, wagon, spring wagon, or light wagon. And he carried passengers, and he had carried a lot of quick freight too, like troops and butter and things like that. They had to move that in a hurry, you know, those days. Well, anyway, this man Ortiz was supposed to be sort of gunning for my dad. I don't know why. I have no idea why, but he was. And I remember those days were sort of exciting. My mother worried a lot about my father driving that stage. But as I remember, nothing happened. I don't know what became of the tortilla.
Was this the stage that we often see in the cowboy movies, the four-horse drawn stage?
No, we didn't have that. We had a plain spring wagon. And some of them had the canvas tops, you know, the hoops and the canvas tops. I think you've seen those. I've got a picture of one. I'll have to show it to you, I guess.
They weren't the old wooden stage like Wells Fargo.
No, they didn't have those. The carriage, the coach stages, they didn't have those.
Uh-huh. Well, they used something like a surrey?
Yeah, something like a surrey. We called them light spring wagons.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they, some of them had a top board. Some were big, some of them had six seats. But there weren't anything near as classy as they, as what you see in the movies. I don't know about those stages.
Yes.
So you had to, had quite a time getting up in them, and all they had a little bit of stirrups, a little bit of steps nailed onto the box and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Most people climbed on the wheel. So I never saw any of that fancy, any of those fancy vehicles over there. There's nothing on stages anyway.
Well, Fred, I think we've covered everything relatively well. There are probably many things that we could go on and on and talk about that would come to your mind later on. But we've covered quite a bit of Patagonia Loquillo and NACO and the cabarets, and it's been a pleasure interviewing you tonight. And as I mentioned previously, that a lot of these little things have become vital to future interviews with other people that can tie in some of the things you've given us tonight. Thank you very much, Fred.
Okay, Jim. Thanks.